This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you can control. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio with you tonight on this Monday night edition, it's myself, Captain Kickass.
Nobody.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And we are here 7 nights a week. No matter what day of the year it is, we're always broadcasting between 7 and 10 p.m. That is Eastern time, so adjust your alarms accordingly to make sure you catch our broadcast. So tonight I wanted to talk a little bit about a story that I found. I know a lot of times we talk about different methods that folks can employ to be more free. And one of the methods that has caught my attention over the years was the idea of seasteading.
Right? Yeah.
So, you know,
what is that?
Seasteading is when you either manufacture some sort of a platform or tie a bunch of boats together. You otherwise create a man-made island, if you will, outside of the claimed state waters.
Mm-hmm. So in international waters.
In international waters, so that you can be free of whatever country's laws might apply to wherever you're at.
In theory.
In theory.
It didn't work out so well when they tried it last year, was it, or a year or two ago, where they built one of the platforms. So they've been talking about this for years. Libertarian groups usually are behind this, and they built their first platform outside of, I believe it was Thailand?
Yeah, I think so.
And then the Thai government came and raided them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And tried to arrest them, but they were already gone at that point. They caught wind that it was going to happen, I guess, somehow. And they were, I don't think they caught wind. I think they just happened to be on the mainland.
Yeah.
And so they saw in the news that their platform was being raided.
Oh, geez.
And they managed to escape from Thailand before the government gang caught up with them.
Wow.
Because they wanted, I think I heard they were going to be facing the death penalty if they were caught.
Wow.
And the reason, allegedly, that they were going after them was because the Thai government, I think, considered it like a threat to their sovereignty, was the claim.
Well, I know that I've heard of, and I can't remember the specific instance, but some folks tried to do some kind of seasteading, and they were, sort of overrun by pirates. Right?
You're thinking of, like, from a long time ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, this
really non-governmental pirates?
I
thought governments would put an end to all of them. My friend Sean Hastings from high school actually bought an aircraft platform at one point off the coast of England that was called Sealand.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with Sealand. I applied for a passport.
Well, I knew the guy who owned that.
Nice.
He was actually in New Hampshire last year at one point, but I didn't manage to catch up with him. I was disappointed. I wanted to get him on the show.
So the story I stumbled upon wasn't necessarily from, like an anarcho-capitalist or a libertarian perspective, but nonetheless, Abalonia, the island nation that never was, it was meant to be a seafood paradise. And so in 1960...
Did you say a seafood paradise?
Seafood paradise, yes. And you'll understand here in a minute. And this goes back to 1966. So, I mean, I have this phrase that I use a lot. It's, we learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past. So occasionally I like to take a peek into history and see what folks have done in the past. Maybe we can learn something from it. But in 1966, California newspapers began reporting a startling story. A B-movie actor and several California businessmen were making plans to build their own island. The chosen locale was 100 miles off the California coast on a massive submerged island known as Cortez Bank. Ostensibly, the goal would be to mine a rich vein of seafood, especially abalone. Only an accident kept them from building their island nation. It was going to be called Lemuria, the name of a lost continent, but the media coined another more compelling name, Abalonia, for the rich abalone vein that was there.
Abalone.
Abalone, right.
Yeah. I don't even know what abalone is. What the hell is that?
Tuna, I thought.
Tuna?
Well, let's see if only there were a device, right?
I can look it up.
All right, you go ahead and do that. So they decided they were going to build an
shellfish.
Island.
Shellfish.
You're just being shellfish. Mm-hmm. I could see the anchor in your eyes.
Oh, God.
Kipadada, wet dream?
Yeah.
I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating.
The mechanic said I blew a seal.
I said,
just fix the thing and leave my personal life out of it.
So Cortez Bank had long been considered a valuable yet perilous spot. Ships need to dodge Bishop Rock, which lurks a few feet below the surface, marked by a warning buoy. The site fosters a rich environment of sea life, making it a diving destination today. It's also a legendary surfing site because Cortez Bank produces some of the tallest surfable waves in the world. For Joe Kirkwood Jr., Richard Taggart, and Bruce McMahon, the attraction was the sea life. They hoped to build an island outpost where they could harvest and ship seafood plentifully and cheaply. However, they didn't know about the waves.
So they wanted to take an existing, what was the term for what was underwater? Some sort of, like, built-up mound or whatever?
It's basically a submerged island that...
So there was already some land that wasn't really land because it was underwater, but was relatively close to the surface, and they wanted to, like, add some dirt or sand or something to it?
Correct.
Some rocks?
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about kind of the things that they had in mind. The group was an eclectic bunch. Kirkwood was most famous for appearing in film versions of the comic strip Joe Palooka. He was also a talented pro golfer, apparently, and owned a bowling alley. Taggart and McMahon were California abalone canners, so they had some experience with the seafood, so that makes sense. Also involved, among others, were Savings and Loan Group President Robert Lynell and aquatic expert James Houts. Their plan was to drag a decommissioned World War II freighter, the SS Jalisco, to Cortez Bank and scuttle it in a shallow area. Afterward, they would haul rocks, even garbage, out to the bank to create a terra firma from which the sweet fleshy abalone could be harvested, and also, I believe, serve as, you know, like sort of a weather guard against, you know, some of the waves and all that kind of thing. So they would rule their new nation of Abalonia as a result of doing this. This was their grand plan, and they're going to build this non-existent nation in international waters. So in October of 66, Taggart gave the verbal equivalent of a shrug to the Los Angeles Times. "I know it sounds fantastic," he said, "but we've consulted experts in international law, and they say there's nothing to prevent us from starting our own country if we want to.
Except for other governments who come along with gunboats."
Yeah, governments don't care about the law when it's their monopoly at stake.
Right. In theory, there's nothing to prevent you from doing it.
Well, in theory, there's no difference between theory and practice, but in practice, there generally is.
Yeah.
Much of the history of Abalonia has been compiled by a journalist who also coined the term Abalonians. In 2011, Christopher Dixon published Ghost Wave, a history of Cortez Bank and the explorers, treasurers, hunters, and surfers obsessed with it. One chapter was devoted to the Abalonia tale. The idea someone was trying to resurrect a sunken island is such an American idea to me, he says. By the time Dixon was writing his book, many of the Abalonians had died or gone to the ground. Trying to find Kirkwood or someone associated with him was a bust, until one day, someone anonymously sent him a package. Inside was a scribbled over manuscript and fistfuls of photos of the Jalisco. The manuscript, said Dixon, was Kirkwood's account of the dramatic sinking of the freighter and his own near death.
So they did get this freighter out there, and they did actually sink it on the... whatever it was, Sunken Island.
They did a whole bunch of stuff, and of course, we'll talk a little bit more about the details of what happened and how
what went wrong
to these guys, because they certainly had an adventure, to say the least.
All right.
855-450-FREE. You're free to call in and talk about whatever you like. This is Free Talk Live, and you can find us at freetalklive.com and get us on Discord at lrn.fm.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Come on, it's Free Talk Live. talk radio show that you can call in and take control of. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 for those of you still using an actual rotary phone. We were talking a little bit tonight about some entrepreneurial men who in the mid-60s, 1966 or so, found themselves a submerged piece of land that ships often needed to avoid for safety reasons, marked with some sort of a buoy so they didn't run into it. And they wanted to turn this submerged piece of land into something more. And talking about that tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
And Ian.
So this author, Dixon, was writing a book, and Kirkwood was trying to find somebody associated with them. And then one day somebody anonymously sent him a package, and inside was a scribbled manuscript and fistfuls of photos. The manuscript was Kirkwood's account of the dramatic sinking of the Freightliner and his own near death, which had apparently been written up for Sports Illustrated, but was never published for reasons unknown. Even better, he soon got a call from James House, who was on the Jalisco that fateful November day.
And the Jalisco was what?
The Jalisco was the ship that they were trying to, you know, tow out to the, I'm going to call it a reef, right? The submerged, you know, land. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to tow it out there. And so he was on it once they towed it. And we'll talk more about that as the article continues.
Okay.
So he meets James House, who was on the Jalisco. And James says, "You're really taxing my brain, kiddo." When he was reached at his home in Dana Point, California. Now,
and this is 50 years later.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So
this happened in the 60s, and the dude writing the book was 2011 or 2010.
2011 or so.
Yeah.
And so the guy he's talking to is now 79 years old and retired. He took a break from wrangling grandchildren to tell me how he joined the Abalonia adventure. A diving and underwater demolition expert, Houts had served in the Navy. A self-professed thrill seeker, he gained fame diving Death Valley National Monument's Devil's Hole, a geothermal pool that's home to the world's rarest fish. So guy's got a bunch of experience, obviously. His experience turned somber when in 1965 two young divers disappeared into its watery depths. House was flown in to find them, but only found a mask. The publicity around the tragedy led House to receiving a call from Kirkwood. It was nuts, House says of Kirkwood's plan, but he was young and daring, only in his late 20s. Soon he was intrigued by the challenge. In my opinion, the impossible takes just a little bit longer, a little bit more thinking. And, of course, he wanted to have a cut of the pie, so to speak, serving as both an aquatic expert and a financial backer. He even took out a second mortgage on his house to help finance the venture. So these guys were definitely
serious,
personally invested. Hout says he was the one who came up with the idea of scuttling a freighter to build the base of Abalonia. The team found the Jalisco in a mothball fleet up in Berkeley. After stripping the ship of everything that could be sold for salvage, it was outfitted as a seafood processing enterprise. By planting the ship near Bishop Rock, the shallowest part of the bank, fishermen could start harvesting seafood right away. So they found a ship, they stripped it of all its normal stuff, they outfitted it to be a seafood processor, they're going to tow it out to this, you know, sort of submerged island,
yeah,
and, you know, otherwise attach it to it so it could serve as sort of, you know,
and partially.
But this one, they must be anchoring, not scuttling.
Correct, right.
Okay.
Because
you can't scuttle it and then process food,
not
seafood inside.
You can scuttle it out to the thing and then anchor it and then begin the seafood process.
Scuttling the boat is sinking it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Which would have made sense if they were going to, like, try to make a reef out of it or something like that, if they were to partially. I mean,
right.
Maybe it wouldn't sink all the way, but maybe it would sink far enough down to where it would touch.
So then, I mean, I think you guys are right with the scuttling part. I think that is what they planned to do. They were going to throw the ship out there and then somehow scuttle it to the reef to make it a permanent fixture above the waterline. So the spot would also be a hive for commercial fishermen. Kirkwood believed period. And they could build a runway for planes as well. So they wanted to, you know, have, you know, build it up enough so that they could not only have ships sort of, you know, dock up to it, but also put in some sort of a helipad slash landing strip for airplanes, all outside of, you know, the purview of U.S. government. Ships would be able to stop and refuel there, and they could even be gambling. They, you know, sort of Woo-hoo! Surmised in their minds. Of course, once you start thinking about, you know, building something that exists outside of the realm of any government purview, yep. you start thinking about all the fun stuff.
Gambling,
right?
Prostitution.
You know, you bet. That's right. Kirkwood denied the allegations he wanted to build a casino, though Houts decades later confided that he was considering it. So, yeah. Even building the island would be subsidized, since Kirkwood claimed he was teaming up with City of Los Angeles to build Abalonia
what?
Out of the city's trash. Yeah. So reduce, reuse, okay. recycle, right? It seemed like an impossible dream, but Kirkwood had a way of making it seem possible. Houts remembers Kirkwood as boisterous and extremely charismatic. He had movie star looks and hair most guys would die for, apparently, except me. I like my no hair. Houts also said that Kirkwood had an irresponsible streak, something that may have sunk the Abalonia. So, you know, some of these guys who are into, all the extreme stuff, right? Sometimes they also have a bit of an irresponsible streak.
Maybe he had a gambling problem. I don't know where this is going.
Perhaps. In Ghost Wave, Dixon conjectures that Kirkwood kickstarted the Abalonia venture in a rush, fearing that the federal government would bring it to a halt.
A legitimate concern.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's totally rational.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Houts noted that there was a storm on the coast of Japan, but thought it wouldn't have too much of an effect. On November 13th, the Abalonians and their crews left out of the Balboa Bay late in the evening. The SS Jalisco was on its way from where it was docked far up north in Richmond, California. Barges full of rocks provided by McMahon were scheduled to follow soon after. So I think the idea was that they were going to drag this boat out there, partially attach it or whatever, partially sink it to the thing, and then use these barges full of boulders to, like, create some sort of a weather barrier around it. And so the barges full of rocks were going to follow soon
this
after.
This sounds really expensive. I mean, I wonder how much money, even in 1966, I wonder what this costs.
Yeah, I don't know if they name numbers.
Get an old, they said it was
time.
A freighter? Is that what the yeah. term was for this Jalisco thing?
Yeah.
I mean, that can't be cheap. And then, you know.
It was mothballed, so I imagine that, you know, but still, it can't be cheap.
They had a lot of surplus ships after World War II that weren't really surplus everything after World War II that really wasn't good for anything.
Right.
Except for use during a war.
Right, right.
And what does it cost to get a ship full of rocks to move somewhere? I mean, that can't be cheap either.
Well, this says
that is.
Plural, barges full of rocks. They don't give a number, but I mean, barges are pretty large.
You gotta pay somebody to put those rocks on that barge and then pay them to move it out there. I mean, that's...
Yeah,
it's going to be expensive.
Quite the adventure. 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you like. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump doesn't want the FDA to regulate tobacco. His new budget creates an agency within Health and Human Services dedicated solely to regulating tobacco and vaping products. The FDA has been cracking down amid concerns of underage vaping. Regarding the proposed federal budget, the president says two areas of the budget will remain the same.
But we're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security.
An Arkansas mayor is thanking police officers following a deadly shooting inside a Walmart.
It's due to their heroism and quick response that no civilians were injured. Again, thank you. Truly thank you to the response of the officers.
Forest City Mayor Cedric Williams says police did the right thing by confronting someone at the big box store on Monday. The suspect was making threats inside the Walmart. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Jerry was a race car driver. He drove so damn fast. I've been listening to Primus earlier today.
Oh, okay.
It's the other day was the 35th anniversary of their first studio album, Frizzle Fry, and that's what I said too. I'm like, really?
It's been still around?
35 years. Yeah, I saw
still
them
together.
Okay. I saw them 2 years before I relocated. Saw them live out in the state of Washington.
How about that?
Good show. At any rate, this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Ian.
And we've been telling you a story, a little tale, if you will, about some entrepreneurial gentlemen who wished to drag a ship out to a submerged area of land. They call it an island, even though it's submerged. And they had dreams of setting up some sort of a business there, a seafood processing venture. And they had dreams of perhaps opening a casino, putting in some sort of an airstrip, all outside of the purview of the United States government in 1966. And so House had already been to the bank. He was scouting for the ideal way to lay the ship down. He had set down a runway of buoys with two anchors and long chains. He planned to put the Jalisco into a precise spot before scuttling it. So apparently they did plan to scuttle it somewhere. While he had seen some of Cortez's bank's large swells, putting down the planned Volkswagen-sized rocks would likely have protected the Jalisco, he says. Ironically, when the Jalisco arrived near Bishop Rock, they floated on a calm sea, the kind you dream about. It was just so flat and smooth, Houts remembers. but soon slight swells started rocking the freighter. The effects of the far-off storm from a in the form of a massive North Pacific swell was arriving. So, you know, they're towing the boat out, and you don't get this very often on the high seas, or you know, but you can get like glass, right? The sea will be just so calm that it looks like you could walk on it. And it sounds like that's what they experienced there. And then, you know, the storm starts rolling in. Both man-made and natural disasters struck. In Kirkwood's account, the Jalisco hit Bishop Rock late Monday night and started to take on water, an accident that he couldn't be held accountable for. In House's account, which Dixon confirmed with another living crewman, the action's happening the next morning. Houts says he left much of the preparation of the Jalisco to Kirkwood. When Houts, Kirkwood, and three others clambered aboard, one of the anchors and much of the vital anchor chain necessary for situating the freighter was missing. Sold for extra money as salvage. So when they were busy stripping the ship of stuff and trying to, you know,
they took the anchor chain.
They took the anchor chain, apparently. Or at least a big chunk of it.
Oops. Wow.
Plus, the diesel engine that powered the chain spool compressor was broken. Putting the freighter in the right place would be nearly impossible now. Meanwhile, the swells were getting larger, lifting the Jalisco up to 20 feet and dropping it. So the ship is just bang, bang, up and down 20 feet.
Damn.
One swell crushed the freighter against Bishop Rock. It just thundered. It crunched. It just hit. Hout says the Jalisco plunging down, the hull had been punctured by Bishop Rock.
Well, they wanted to scuttle it, so
scuttling success, yes, if you want to call it success. Probably not the method in which they wanted to.
No, it doesn't sound that way.
The 7,000-ton freighter twisted and turned. A massive wave loomed that swept over the freighter, snapping the anchor chain. Kirkwood grabbed a hold of a jackstaff, but the others
The anchor chain that wasn't there?
There was
one that wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he grabbed a hold. Right, yeah. He grabbed a hold. Kirkwood grabbed a hold of the jackstaff, but the others were slammed against the side so hard that Houts broke a rib. The Whitney Olson, the tugboat that had dragged out the Jalisco, valiantly came close to the side to rescue the trapped men. One man made it over. Another jumped into the water. Houts, Kirkwood, and another man, Will Leslie, were left on the Jalisco, but not for long. Kirkwood refused to let go of the jackstaff, insisting the water couldn't wash him away. He's so invested. He's like, no, I won't go, right?
Yeah.
Joe, you're out of your mind, House remembers saying. Another massive wave was coming, a wall of green water. I thought, holy mackerel, heavy barrels of diesel were tossed off the deck looking as light, House says, as after dinner mints. So imagine, you know, big barrels of diesel just sort of being like, boink, boink, boink.
Holy abalone.
Holy abalone. Sheltered behind the ship's superstructure, Houts was drenched but fine, but Will Leslie and Kirkwood were taken overboard. A stunned Houts wearing a life jacket leapt into the water and made it over to the Whitney Olson. An almost drowned Kirkwood was swept beneath the entire length of the Whitney Olson, only to miraculously emerge relatively unharmed. Everyone on the Jalisco escaped with their lives.
Wow.
The freighter wasn't so lucky. Smashed by the waves, Dixon writes in Ghost Wave, the entire superstructure tore completely free of the deck in a colossal mingling of water and steel. Months passed before it sunk fully beneath the water. Houts and others were whisked away to be interrogated by FBI agents who arrived by helicopter.
Why?
I have no idea. But, think about that. 1966, these guys are making this plan to, scuttle this ship on this, you know, piece of submerged rock. And somehow the FBI knew that they were there and sent helicopters out to quiz them when it all went awry. The air was let out of the balloon, Hout says at that point. Hout emerged physically and financially battered. No seafood empire rose from the waves, obviously. His investment was shot and his rib was broken. The Abalonians parted, and Hout never spoke to Kirkwood again.
Oh, wow.
Kirkwood managed to dodge legal repercussions for the Abalonia affair, though there was a Coast Guard investigation. So, apparently, you know, the government got involved.
Even though it was 100 miles off the coast
in international waters.
Isn't international waters 12 and a half miles or something like that? It's not that far out.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 20,
but they,
under 20.
They've now kind of extended. I mean, basically, The U.S. government will kill you for nothing, even if you're within some other foreign sovereign sure. country. So being...
you can't hide anywhere.
Yeah, being in just a place where you're supposed to be free certainly isn't going to protect you.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me that, you know, it says Kirkwood managed to dodge legal repercussions. Like, I wonder what kind of legal repercussions. I wish there was, you know, more detail. Was this contract dispute of some sort, right? Where, you know, did they, you know, was it investors who sued to get their money back, that kind of thing?
12 nautical miles.
Oh,
which
very well.
Is different from miles. Apparently 12 nautical miles is approximately 13.8 miles.
Totally nautical, yeah. Dude. So the concept of Abalonia may have been mad, but Kirkwood did well for himself, buying a Hawaiian golf course and selling it in 1987 for $50 million. McMahon became a wealthy hedge fund manager whose lifestyle was a subject of tabloids, and maybe Abalonia wasn't so bad of an idea after all. Another corporation started making noise.
Could have worked.
Yeah. It could have. I mean, I think it's a good idea, right? You know, especially if you got the business aspect of mm-hmm. it in line, right? Because it's one thing to just sort of get together with some people and try and seastead and, you know, grow your own food and, you know, make solar power and that kind of stuff. But if you could turn that into an enterprise, right?
Sure. And, I mean, I imagine the seasteaders would like to do that eventually.
And it sounds like that's what, you know, these guys had in mind.
And
right?
maybe this was part of the inspiration for the seasteaders. I don't know.
Maybe. Interestingly enough, another corporation started making noise about building an island at the spot, the same spot, soon after the Jalisco went down. The federal government squashed it by claiming Cortez Bank as U.S. territory.
Really?
Yeah. So this bank, Cortez Bank, which was
underwater,
and I presume it still is.
Why don't they just go ahead and claim every underwater island as U.S. territory while they're at it?
Yeah, what are the limits here of what a government can claim, right? You know, can you claim, you know, everything
under
the water?
They're limited by their possession of guns because governments exist because they kill you if you disagree with them.
Indeed.
You know, if they can kill you, they can pretty much do whatever they want, and that's why you have to have enough guns to fight back.
Well, as for Houts, he soon recovered and even went back out to Cortez Bank.
Hold that thought, because we got more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, the live call-in show that you can take control of. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking tonight about some men with an idea of building their own island paradise outside the purview of the U.S. government. And with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
And Ian.
And so just to kind of wrap this up a little bit, we'll just finish off the article speaking about the gentleman, Houts, who soon recovered and went back out to Cortez Bank.
You're referring to a plot where some people in the 1960s wanted to build their own island on an already sunken island. They brought an old freighter out there and attempted to sink it, but failed due to weather and a couple other factors.
Yeah, the idea was they wanted it to sort of be, you know, above the water level. Mm-hmm. So apparently it was large enough to do that, and then outfit it as sort of a seafood processing plant. And then they had ideas to expand, you know, maybe even put in a landing strip for aircraft. They had, you know, dreams of possibly putting a casino in there. Well, I mean, all the stuff that I would think of.
But they never got there because they failed with the first step.
They failed with the first step, and they didn't have it coordinated enough with the second step, bringing in the large boulders. And then, of course, you know, the storm happened, and a combination of human error with the anchor chain that we talked about. So one of the guys, you know, even went back, and occasionally it's clear enough to see San Clemente Island in the distance, he says. But other than the buoy, it's a vista of empty sea. It's a beautiful place, but it's eerie, how it says. And so now Cortez Bank, that's this place, has been claimed by the U.S. government, right? Prior to these guys trying this, it was in international waters and unclaimed. And so now Cortez Bank is notorious, the rusted wreck of the Jalisco beneath the water, making it even more dangerous than it was before for surfers, although it is a lush diving site, apparently.
Would surfers be out 100 miles into the water? Is that a thing that surfers do? Is like go that far out?
Earlier in the article, they were talking about it being a destination for surfers because it has...
You get such huge waves.
The waves.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I've always heard about people surfing on the beach, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose you could surf in the middle of the ocean if you can get there.
Interesting. So, and it's a diving, you know, hot spot too, apparently, because of, well, right, all the abalone and, mm-hmm. and whatnot that goes on there. And so that attracts other underwater life. Hout says he wasn't aware of how massive the waves could get at Cortez Bank. He's also not sure what would have happened if the Jalisco had been outfitted correctly. The Jalisco was pretty fragile when it comes right down to it, he admits. But he thinks that if it maybe had been a calmer day, it might have survived long enough to be protected by the incoming rocks that they were hauling in via the barges. So Abalonia could maybe risen after all, so he'd like to think anyway. So.
Well, it's been 50 years since then, so probably not going to happen at this point.
Yeah, relating this to the concept of seasteading, like to me, seasteading was a new concept, right? And
it is.
Like I had never heard of it up until I sort of, you know, brought myself out of the fog of statism.
Well, I mean, it's not new in that obviously people have had the idea of going out into the international waters and creating something before. But what I think was new about seasteading is that the platforms that they were talking about building were interchangeable, they're movable. So this idea that they're talking about, you sink that, you know, scuttle the ship, it's there,
right?
And it's not going to move. With seasteading, the idea is that you have this platform that you've paid for, that you own, that you can then hook up to other people's platforms.
Sort of Lego style, right?
Maybe. And then if, let's say, there's, as is inevitable with people, somebody doesn't get along with somebody else, well, then you can just disconnect your platform and say, see ya, and float away to some other seastead, or make your own.
Right.
That was sort of the idea.
I think the seasteading term and idea, though, existed long before that particular technology. I think seasteading is more general than that, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not deep into, so to speak, that... that area.
I mean, I know
we've interviewed them a few times.
There's a Seasteading Institute website that I've been to and read a few times and that kind of thing. So it's just interesting to me that outside of like sort of anything political, right, you know, that like these guys, and I guess it's not really outside of that. It's just that these guys weren't primarily motivated by it. So it seems, you know, they more just wanted to have a business out there that was outside of, you know, the government's rule. So
And I imagine the seasteaders of today were probably influenced by stories like this, you know, having heard about the various different attempts that have, you know, been tried over the years and haven't worked out. You know, they cooked up something that was, you know, took that idea and took it to a new level. And it's a neat idea. Unfortunately, it didn't work in Thailand or right outside of the Thailand coast. Even though they were in international waters, they still got raided.
Right.
And I believe they burned the seastead, the Thai government. They destroyed that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks, man. You know, it's somebody's creation, somebody's idea.
Yeah, and those aren't cheap, right? Like, you've got to drop, I don't know, tens of thousands, if not over $100,000, I think, to get one of these seastead platforms. I don't think it's a cheap thing to do.
Well, governments exist to make sure that nobody can be free, so
that's right.
It's not surprising.
No, not a surprise at all. It's sad because, you know, these guys have been working so long on this concept, and I'm sure they're not going to give up. I suspect they're going to try to find some other place to go where they think they can find a government that is not going to be as hostile. I don't think they asked, and I don't think they should ask permission. You know, I don't live by that rule, right? Like, you know, better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Right.
But that's a pretty pretty negative first experience, right? To have your seasteaders be put warrants out for their arrest for threatening the so-called sovereignty of the Thai government.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the Thai government will die in a fire.
Well, I mean, hopefully human beings, you know, evolve past the idea of the concept that government as an institution of coercion and violence is necessary.
Well, I mean, think of, from their perspective, you can understand why the gang is behaving in this way. They can't just let somebody go and be free on the ocean. because somebody else might get an idea in their head that they should try that, and then they'll leave the they'll leave Thailand, move out into the middle of the ocean, and then no longer be paying Thai taxes, no longer worship the king or whatever it is. Is that the country where you'll get beheaded or put to death if you like make fun of the king? Is that Thailand? Or am I thinking of something else? There's some other Asian country. They've got like a king, and if you talk bad about the king, you die. From what I understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know.
I don't know if that's Thailand or one of the other ones.
I can say that, to expand on that concept a little further, that I recently read an article talking about the U.S. government claims to own outer space. and I say that because apparently you have
the masters of the universe.
Right, yeah. So, like, if you have a private satellite, or if you as a private person or business send something up into orbit and you take photos of the Earth, that you have to comply with some sort of United States government thing, either a licensing or some sort of vague, copyright type of a thing. So even one pixel, of a photograph taken from above Earth's orbit, the government claims that it's theirs more so than it is yours. And if you don't do it, they say, of course, the guys in costumes and guns show up.
Yeah, okay, so I was correct. From the Washington Post, what happens when you criticize the royal family in Thailand? Let's see. So according to the story, unlike in other countries where the royal family is widely mocked, like Britain, or more or less ignored, like Norway, the law in Thailand makes it illegal to defame, insult, or threaten either the king, the queen, or the heir apparent, or the regent. The Thai constitution also says, quote, the king shall be enthroned in a position of revered worship and shall not be violated. No person shall expose the king to any sort of accusation or action. So there you go.
Makes me sick.
It seems like, if somebody makes claims like that, like, in order to live, you have to worship me, it seems to me like the only reasonable solution to that is to kill him. I don't understand how you can react to that by going, oh, yeah, you're right, that's a great idea.
Okay, so they won't kill you right off, according to the story here. Thailand's enforcement of these laws make them the strictest in the world. There are
you got to shuffle
countries.
Some paperwork before you get to the murdering, right? People have to sign forms and things.
3 to 15 years if you say something bad about the king. 3 to 15 in prison. Although you can take multiple sentences on different counts. If you say one thing bad about the king and then another thing bad about the king, that could be two different charges.
Charge you twice.
But it's perfectly legal to rape children there.
Yes, the government is obtuse no matter where you go. Coming up, we'll be talking about more. We'll be taking your calls. This is Free Talk Live at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want? And work whenever you feel like it, date women under your terms instead of society's, be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but
that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.